You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
And we are back. Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, the local, the state, the national, we cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, yes, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it's hour number two already, inexplicably. How did we get to hour number two that fast? But nonetheless, when you're having fun, time flies. By the way, I got to say this. I got some great comments. I won't just read them out, but there were several folks that had some amazing things to text in and say. If you want to text, by the way, it's 833-687-4448. If you text for the first time, just text in and say your name, where you're from, and use the word right side, and it'll send you back a message, and we'll that way you'll be in the system. But yeah, I got some great comments. But let me just say this. This show does not work without y'all. I know that for a fact. Boomer and I do not take that for granted. We could sit here and talk in the little box all day long and ain't nobody hearing nothing if there's no audience out there. We know it. And this audience is the reason why the show has been successful. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it. So thank you for your time. And again, we don't take it for granted. We are thankful. I'm speaking for you, Boomer, but I assume you're thankful.
Absolutely.
I know that you are. Hey, listen, I'm gonna take an aside here. I'm gonna take a moment of personal privilege, we used to call it in the Senate. Madam President, I request a moment of personal privilege. A moment of personal privilege having been requested, so ordered. So that being said, look, I've got a book here in my hands. If you're watching the live stream, I'm holding it up right now to the camera. It's an amazing book. It's called Reagan in His Own Hand, The Writings of Ronald Reagan That Reveal His Revolutionary Vision for America. What's cool about this book, and by the way, I think, Boomer, we need to find a way to put this one on the Right Side recommended reading list. Our website has a recommended reading list, and you can see all the different books. When I refer to one that I find significant that I think y'all would benefit from or somebody else might enjoy as much as I did, we put it on the website at www.rightsideradio.org. It's on the recommended reading list. There's a bunch of other books on there right now. This one called Reagan in His Own Hand is so cool because what the authors did, you may remember, if you don't know, I'll just tell you, Ronald Reagan was a prolific writer. He was also a gifted orator, and he had a radio commentary that he did for years. Before he ever got into politics, he would, that's it, Boomer, you got it on the screen right there. He would literally... kind of do a monologue, kind of like I do every day when I start the show. He would write his own monologue, which I write mine, but he wrote his, hand wrote them. And so this book has multiple copies of the actual handwritten speeches, but then they also type them up so you can read them easier because obviously it was in somebody else's handwriting. You can even see the scratch outs. You can see the staple holes. You can see how his thought processes were. You can see where he was changing words. He wrote his own speeches for years. And this book is so filled with things that make you proud to be an American. You get a sense of the fact that by the time he became the president of the United States, that Ronald Reagan, to his very core, believed in the greatness of this nation and that everything revolved around American exceptionalism and God putting him in a place to do something to enhance that. It was amazing. And like I can just go through the book and I can find quotes. And the speeches are all named. Like, you know, there's one called A Man's Castle that came from July of 1977. And he quotes Daniel Webster, who said, "Hold on to your Constitution, for if the American Constitution shall fall, there will be anarchy throughout the world." He wouldn't have quoted that if he didn't believe it himself. And this book goes on like that in so many different ways. There's a number of passages. And I love back to every once in a while, the author, most of it is Reagan, but every once in a while, the author puts things in context so you can hear why this next chapter, like there's a whole section on his foreign policy writings. That 30% of the 670 handwritten drafts of Reagan's radio broadcast dealt with defense or foreign policy issues. And on one particular page here, the intro to the foreign policy section of the book says, "According to Reagan, the main goal of the United States Cold War policy should be to hasten the end of communism. He wasn't about, this is me talking again, he wasn't about detente. He wasn't about just, you know, let's keep them contained. No, he's about, let's bring this whole communism thing to an end. So going on with the words of the book, communism will not survive, he writes, because it lays the groundwork for its own destruction by suppressing economic, political, and social freedom, which is contrary to the needs and desires of mankind. Given the opportunity, those in captivity will seek freedom. In Reagan's view, transforming the Soviet political system to one that allows freedom and its representatives and is representative of the people would constitute a Cold War victory. The book is filled with stuff like that. I can't recommend it enough, but I think what's also cool is you get to see Reagan's actual handwriting, and I love that. I've got a number of things that I've highlighted throughout here, and some of which I said in my monologue. But if you have not had a chance to see it yet or get to it, are you already putting it on the website, bud? Wow. Boomer. Like, I'm talking and you're just doing it. That's crazy. All right. So is it up there now where they can see it, or are you just about through?
Give me 2 minutes.
All right. So within the all right, Boomer says within the next 2 minutes, you'll be able to go to rightsideradio.org, go to the recommended reading list, and pull down a link that shows you exactly where Reagan in his own hand. By the way, my copy of the book was given to me by my stepmom. She's a avid reader, and she wrote in the front of it that it was released on Reagan's 90th birthday in February of 2001. I'm so glad they kept these scripts. I mean, somewhere there's a recording of him saying them, I'm sure, or speaking them into the microphone. And it's amazing to me to go back, though, and read his notes. And they were well thought out. He had one place, too, where he was talking about he was asked to write a letter to go into a time capsule in 1976 that would be opened 100 years later. And he at first he thought, that's neat, I'll do that. And then he got to thinking, what do you say to people 100 years from now? And he's thinking, in the letter, you can tell he's debating, What will they see? Because whatever it is they see is what we left them. And he says this. He says, if we here today meet the challenge confronting us, then those who open that time capsule 100 years from now will do so in a place of beauty, peace, prosperity, and the ultimate in personal freedom. If we don't keep our rendezvous with destiny, the letter will probably never be read, because they will live in the world which we left them, a world in which no one's allowed to read of individual liberties or freedoms of choice. Amazing book. You already got it up there, bud? How do you do those things? I don't understand. I'm like a hog looking at a wristwatch. I do not want to. You just did that, right? The website's updated?
It's updated. You needed the book. I put the book up.
Dude, that's just crazy. I'm going to look at it right now. There it is.
At the bottom of the page. Add it right to it.
Scroll down, and bam, Reagan in his own hand, the writings of Ronald Reagan that reveal his revolutionary vision for America.
And they can click it, and it'll take them where they can find wherever they want it. So,
you know, you're the man.
Thanks.
I read that on a bathroom wall somewhere. It says Boomer is the man.
Well, I don't know what to say about that one, but yeah. I'm just going to go, okay.
There's nothing you can say. Just take it as a compliment and okay. Run. I tell you what, Boomer, let's do this. We're about a minute and a half ahead of schedule. Let's go ahead and take the break right now. And we'll do that. We'll come right back, and I'll launch into number two of the Triple Dipper, the Respect for Marriage Act. Yeah, folks, some say this is basically, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. We'll see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.